Well, hello and welcome to another edition of Second Amendment Radio here on FM News Talk 97.1. Tony Colombo in studio with our producer Chad Ellis and the return of Aaron Tarlow.
Hi.
The owner of Southern Armory. Aaron is back in studio after a long hiatus.
You missed me.
I did.
You guys gave me a group hug. It was awesome.
I did miss you. And it's great to... It is great to have you back in studio. You have been a busy man.
I have been.
Traveling around this great country, the land of liberty, spreading a message of justice and freedom everywhere you go.
And no gun control.
Now that we have you back in the studio, I've got a lot of things that I want to get to. Some news stories, some stories that happened maybe a week ago that we haven't really had a chance to talk about. I want to get your thoughts on those things. And I've got some questions here that have been submitted that maybe hopefully we'll have some time to get to. But first, before we get to all of that, what's happening at Southern Armory?
Oh, let me tell you. So gunsmith stuff is going on. As far as, you know, we're getting all those people in that we're looking to hunt, getting a lot of traffic in for those folks that are looking to kind of upgrade. In the store yesterday, we had a gentleman who came in and he's like, I got a single action 243 for my son. I'm looking to upgrade, and we can do that, you know, get it in now. It'll be in next week. So, you know, it's just one of those things to get into us because right now pickings are pretty good as we get closer into, you know, the hunting season, right? So really the end of October, that's when you're going to find that that gun you wanted isn't around. Or maybe you have to compromise on your optic or your ammunition, etc. So now is really the time. That's, this is no joke, to get in and buy that ammo. I get it. It's September.
Right.
Right. We're like 2 months away.
It was 95 degrees this week.
Yeah.
If you don't feel like the fall is close by, but it really is.
Yeah, it is. It's right around the corner. So, you know, buy that ammo now. Get it out of the way. Get that gun out of your gun safe and come in and, you know, have us inspect it, clean it, mount a new optic for you, whatever you've been putting off. Don't put it off. I've been talking about it for, you know, probably the last month. Month and a half, but I mean, now, I mean, literally right around the corner, even I'm starting to get my stuff ready. Okay. I'm going to go this year, and we've got 13 acres in Hillsboro. We got a creek, you know, I can drive there and then walk back, and, you know, I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go, and I've got a great little like plot next to us that's a soybean this year, and they love soybeans. So it's funny. If you need a trail cam, we can get those for you.
Nice.
And the shooting sticks and all this other stuff. So I'm walking back from the front of our property to the back of our property, and I see all this grass laid down, right? And it's all one direction. I'm like, that's really weird. And so I stuck a trail cam that we had at the store right there and started seeing all these deer. And it's really neat because they come in and they hang out all day in this area. So as long as I'm there before, you know, sunrise, I'll be perfect shape. But they hang out in this area, so I've been watching. This is probably going to be horrible, but I've been watching the fawns and stuff grow up.
Like, yeah,
it's been bad. I don't know if I'm going to probably go after a buck. I can't kill the kids. It's going to be horrible. But so I've been watching them, and they run around and they play, and the trail cam is just awesome. You know, it does video and it does photo, and then it has sound, and I hear them in there bleating, and it's really. It's been really cool watching them all summer. And for the last few years, we've had this piece of property, and I've been watching them literally the entire time. So,
Nice. You
know, if you know where they're at, it's really great. If you're going out hunting for the very first time, come in and chat with me. I have some first-timer tips.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for take it from a guy that used to hunt property that was never his, and I never knew what I was getting into. I used to belong to a hunting club. And they had land all over Illinois, Missouri, Iowa, Kansas, Nebraska, and stuff. And so I never knew what I was getting into. I would just get a map on a piece of property, and it would be, hey, this is where you're going. And I'd be, okay. And I'd get the topo and, you know, like all the cool stuff that you can get. And
yeah.
I'd look, and I got pretty good at picking the spots, like where I'd want to sit. That was
definitely just, keep listening because he doesn't even know I'm saying this. He may be hearing this for the first time as well. our buddy Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors has been on the show many times. I'm gonna be calling on him and
absolutely
some other of our of our friends that are in the deer hunting and the hunting industry, and we will have those folks on the show in the next several weeks to talk about all the stuff that's happening with hunting season. So, Tim, if you're listening, expect Chad to be reaching out to you very soon to book book you on the show.
If you need a hunting blind, if you need a stand or self-climber, you can let us know. If you got the specific model, great. If not, we can show you what we can get a hold of. You can, if it's a ladder stand, I've got a ladder stand. I would have us ship that directly to your house.
Yeah.
I wouldn't even bother, moving it twice.
Yeah, shipping it twice. Yeah.
I would just ship it to your house, and then you don't have to drag it out from the store. I'll help you. I drag it out from the store and put it in your car, but you got to get it down, and they get pretty heavy.
Yeah.
So, so I got to figure out, kind of what's going on. And if you're going to use a self-climber or a ladder stand, please rope yourself in. Make sure you make sure you secure yourself so you don't fall.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those incidences, every year you hear about them.
Yeah.
So, guys either breaking necks, breaking backs, breaking legs. It's not good. Knock you out for quite a while.
Yeah.
Gun sales are up.
That's great.
Handgun stuff is going on, and get blue label Glock through us still. We've been selling a lot of those. And then a lot of guys coming in looking for bigger guns to defend the house with. It's been an interesting mix. And then a few people coming in looking for some smaller pistols to carry. We've got it all, and if you've got something specific in mind, we can order it. We had a gentleman actually in Wednesday, and he wanted us to get a specific gun from the manufacturer, and we're like, okay. So we call him up, and we're like, hey, none of the wholesalers have this gun. What's the story? Where can we get it from? And so we worked all those details out, too. So we really are here to help you, you're just not a customer to us. You're
part of the family.
Yep, pretty much part of the family, especially come in pretty regularly. We got our regulars that do come in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's awesome. If you've got a used gun to sell, we buy used guns. So come in and figure out what we can give you for it and get you some money, or you can put it on consignment, or you can trade it to a new gun. So we do all that fun stuff. Suppressors are starting to move a little bit. We're networked with some other dealers, and they're like, I got a tax stamp back in 6 months.
No, that's great.
I was like, you're a liar. He sent me a photo. I'm like, no joke. So
it's fast.
That was really quick. It really was, because we've been seeing more like that 10 months to a year mark.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing the cause of this, so we've been kind of hounding our ATF people, is the FBI. The FBI apparently is backed up on the fingerprint background checks. I don't know how much I believe that necessarily. I just got the TSA pre-check and stuff done, and they had it to me really quick, and I had to get fingerprints for it. So I don't know what the story is, but I guess the backlog is done. And everybody was telling me 3-4 weeks for TSA, the quick check before they got everything done. And it was literally 48 hours, 72 hours. But I'm on file too, several times over. So
right.
I don't think that really has anything to do with it. Or maybe they knew that I'm a co-host of Second Amendment Radio.
That's probably it.
They just said, push this guy right through.
Yeah. So there's a lot of benefits being a part of this show.
Yep. And then the more I kind of look at the grand scheme of things in the media and in the state of the nation, I'm sure you probably have a few things, they are really deceiving the public. And I've been doing a lot of education on that, people I bump into and just chatting with them, and you don't believe me? Look here, check out this Google search I did. And I'm bumping through them. Did you know we had another school shooting in Alabama at a football game?
I did.
You did?
I did.
I heard nothing in the media.
I know. I was going to say, but I look in. I keep an eye on those types of things.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything about it anywhere.
None of the talking heads.
I saw no reporting on it.
Yeah, it was insane. 10 people. For those of you, they're like, what? Happened on the 31st of August, so pretty fresh, right? You think you would have heard about it all through September, at least the first week.
Okay.
Nothing. 10 people shot, and from what I'm gathering, it was a handgun. It didn't really specifically come out.
I can't remember the details, but
I'm sure if it was a black rifle, an evil black rifle, it would have been all over the media.
Yeah, if it would have been an AR.
Yep.
Yep.
So, didn't fit the narrative.
Not
worth talking about.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
I know. Man, it's sad. It's super sad.
Mm-hmm.
So for those of you that are just hearing about this for the first time, probably no surprise, right? But for those of you that are like, yeah, I knew about that, tell your friends, man. So it's funny because where I go to church, we're going to have my minister on, our pastor on, and I was talking to people at church about it, and they're like, no way. And I'm like, 6 days ago. And I was pulling up the article, and they were like, you're kidding me. Like, I had no idea. And I'm like, yep. Doesn't fit the narrative.
But it doesn't fit their narrative.
So, you know, you got to get out, and you got to tell these people, your friends and your family and everything else. And if you follow us on Second Amendment Radio, then you're going to hear about it this week, obviously. And then... or this past week, and then Southern Armory too. So get on the socials because I'm keeping an eye on those things, and I like doing a little midweek update, whether it's just a topic that somebody submitted to me or whether it's a news story that's kind of up and coming. Take your pick. Sometimes it's all the above. The other day, where were we? It was me and Piper. We were out doing a daddy-daughter day because I actually took a day off, which is pretty unheard of, especially during the week.
Good for you.
We went and we went to the park and we did all the stuff, and we were driving from one park to the next park because the one park was a little crowded, and man, I tell you what, I get nervous. So we went to another park, which is my old elementary school, and we were playing and everything, and then I was like, you know, I want to do a live stream while we're going over there. So that's what we did. And then, of course, by the time we got there and by the time I finished live stream, somebody was snoring in back, so we just drove home. Took a nap. It was
That's
good.
That's funny.
It was fun.
That's
it's
awesome.
Good. Kids are awesome. They're a lot of fun.
Yep.
And if you've never met Piper, she's at the store.
All the time.
You can go in right now, and she will get you ammunition. She likes pushing the beef jerky mix, so if you make your own beef jerky out of deer or turkey or whatever you make your jerky out of, we've got the cures for you. So she likes pushing the hot stuff, which she doesn't like the hot stuff.
Maybe she wants it all gone, so she doesn't have to eat it.
She's really good at it, though.
She
got somebody to buy two the other day.
I was like,
what? Really?
Yep.
You kidding me?
No, she's a good salesman.
Yeah. Ancha's there. Ancha's been getting a ton of love.
Yep.
Give her a dog treat while you're there.
Yep.
Just ask for one. We'll give it to you. You know, Ancha loves treats.
Mm-hmm.
So, and my wife likes Starbucks coffee. Just going to throw that
there
out
you
there.
Go.
So you want to appease all three people. You know, buy beef jerky, dog bone, coffee for the wife.
Keep everybody happy.
You can just come in and say, hey, to me, I listen to Second Amendment Radio, and that's a thrill.
Good
I'll sit down and, I'll right. sit down and talk with you.
That's awesome.
Get a few guns we're going to crank out, too. That'll be going on. Look for that Thursday.
Yeah, make sure you keep an eye on Second Amendment Radio and Southern Armory on Facebook. Great place to keep up with Aaron and those live streams that he mentioned. And just keep up with the show and talk, you know, through the week.
Yeah. And I love the interaction, too. So if you got questions, you can just throw them in there. I've been noticing that on live streams. We're getting more people kind of...
That's good.
We're getting, like, you know, a ton of people piling in. And then sometimes we get people actually commenting, and we have a little conversation, which is awesome.
So right.
Try to get more of that interaction.
Do your thing. We'll take a break. And that'll give us plenty of time in the next break get to some of these
We got a lot to talk about, for sure. So, you know, if you want to come into Southern Armory, we'd love to meet you, love to kind of host you, right? It's kind of an old school, like, environment. You know, I walk in, shake your hand. Sometimes I even walk customers out, you know. And then I've never met a stranger. My wife will tell you that all the time.
That's good.
But come in, hey, say hey to us. Even if you're just driving by, stop. 9901 Watson Road, 1 mile east of 270 and 44, and southernarmory.com.
Southernarmory.com.
That's southernarmory.com.
The team's back together. We
haven't
done that in a while.
Oh, man, that felt good.
It did feel good.
I mean, apart from being really tired, that brightened my day right there.
All right, we are going to take a break, but we have plenty more Second Amendment Radio to go. We've got some news stories to get to. We've got some of your questions to get to. You don't want to miss it. Keep it right here on 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM Talk. Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory, Chad Ellis, our producer, Tony Colombo, that's me. We're all in studio with you, and we appreciate you listening. Don't forget, if you miss anything and you want to go back and catch it, you can always download our podcast absolutely free on the website, 971talk.com, or the radio.com app. Radio.com app is free as well. Once you have it, you favorite the radio station, and then you have access to everything. You can live stream the station 24/7, no matter where you're at, and you can download all the podcasts from all the shows here, including, of course, Second Amendment Radio.
I got
so
a buddy.
Don't miss anything.
He's been, whenever I kind of need extra hands when I'm dealing with the news media. So KFTK. not KFTK, KSDK. Sorry, yes. You know, everybody always sounds the same. Channel 5
yep.
came out and did another interview.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be airing here in a couple weeks, so we'll have some great footage. You know, Tony likes to splice that up as the intro of me talking.
Uh-huh.
So, he does, man. I don't know. He loves me. And the camera loves me. Anyway, they bought one of those bulls.
That's a fact.
Yeah, they does.
Can't turn on a television news channel without seeing Aaron Turlough.
Well, you know, here's how I look at this, right? And I was had to have this epiphany. Alcoholics would call it a moment of clarity. That's a Pulp Fiction line,
yes,
by the way.
Yes,
so,
I had what alcoholics would refer to as a moment of
clarity. If nobody's out there presenting our side to the news media, we're going to lose this battle.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Right? So if they've got a gun story, I flat out told them, call me, text me.
Yeah.
And I will literally make time for you to do this. So KSDK Channel 5
mm-hmm.
wanted to shoot one of those bulletproof backpacks.
Okay.
And so I was like, okay, what do you want to shoot with? They're like, oh, an AR. And I was like, I'm going to bait these people. What caliber AR would you like to shoot them with? They're like, oh, you know, like an AR-15. And I'm like, correct. What caliber would you like to shoot the backpack with?
A big one.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, they didn't really know what was going on. So
right.
I was like, I tell you what are you buying? They're like, oh, we're getting this backpack and it's supposed to stop, you know, like bullets.
Bullets, right.
And I'm like, okay, you got any more? So they get me the spec sheet on what this is supposed to stop.
Right.
It's supposed to stop up to a 44 mag. It's like level 3A.
Yep.
I'm like, all right, no problem.
Speaking of alcohol.
Yeah, speaking of alcohol.
Right,
yeah. Hey, man, it's like, it's afternoon.
Yeah,
it's
right.
fine.
The weekend. So. It's the freaking weekend. All right.
So anyway, we go out. 2 days the shoot took place.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about body armor, showed them body armor, and then explained kind of the different levels. I don't know how much. They're probably going to use like 30 seconds, right? But and then we went and we shot everything from like a 22 long rifle all the way through. I didn't bring a 44 Magnum because I couldn't find the ammo for it. That's really bad to say because I work at a gun store, but the 357 Magnum, that's kind of where I left off. I was coming from home, so mm-hmm. you know, I was like, mm-hmm. what do I got here at the house? I had a bunch of 44 I needed to reload, but I didn't have any loaded. Anyway, so and then we went and moved into some rifles, so we shot it with some bolt action rifles, and we shot it with some the AR style rifles, and we really, man, we did a number on it. So I invited them back to cut the body armor apart and recover the projectiles.
Mm-hmm.
So they haven't quite taking me up on that, but hopefully that'll be coming up this week. So this will be the third time I met with them to do this project. So I'm really...
How'd the backpack hold up?
You know, for handgun rounds, it was phenomenal. For rifle rounds, they went right through it like, you know, hot knife through butter.
Really?
You know, yeah. I told them that was going to happen anyway. But yeah, it really went well. When you started kind of impacting the same area over and over and over again, he goes, yeah, you have a really good cluster. I'm like, we call that a group.
Like, yeah.
You know, just the terminology was off, but...
Yeah.
You know, they started kind of doing funny things because bullets were hitting bullets, and
yeah.
It was like, yeah, you know, we probably should pick a different area of the backpack to shoot.
That's, yeah.
So then I started kind of moving it around, and it performed really well. I mean, it took a beating. I was pretty surprised, to be honest.
Yeah.
A few surprises in there. Like, I thought the 300 blackout, it was kind of a toss-up on that. For those of you who know what I'm talking about, you kind of get what I'm saying. It's
mm-hmm.
like, the subsonic stuff's equivalent to like 45 ACP.
Yep.
You know, and... So it was good. So, you know, I'm out there, you know, just not here on the radio. I'm just not a pretty face on Facebook.
No.
I'm really trying to...
No, you're a newsman.
Trying to educate these people, man.
Yeah,
I really
that's
am.
No, that's great stuff.
So,
you mentioned in the last segment, when we were talking about hunting, how you should stock up now. It's right
mm-hmm.
around the corner. Get your ammo while you can.
Absolutely.
Made me think of the story that broke last week, but you weren't here last week, and we talked a little bit about it on the phone, but it's not the same.
Right. Yeah,
you're
yeah.
not sitting here with us. Well, about Walmart.
Yeah.
About Walmart making their declaration that they are no longer going to sell handguns. They're no longer going to sell ammunition for handguns. And they're asking their customers not to open carry. I don't really care about the open carry thing.
Right.
We could talk about that if you want to.
Well,
but I more am interested in your reaction to them not selling handguns or handgun ammunition anymore.
Right.
Because for a lot of people, you know, Walmart was kind of there. If they couldn't get to a gun store, if there was, you know, that was kind of the close, easy go-to.
Right.
If you needed something in a pinch.
Right.
And, you know, now that's going to be taken away. I would imagine for gun stores and for business, it's a good thing.
Awesome.
But for the United States consumer,
probably a poor thing. But there's more gun stores in Walmarts. I'd be willing to bet money on that. You know, at least when you look at it kind of spread out,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I get it. There's like a million Walmarts in St. Louis, and there's probably a dozen gun stores, but every gun store you can easily get to.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, especially every small town. You got a gun store.
Right.
So when you kind of look at it in this perspective that, you know, this little bitty small town doesn't have a Walmart, I guarantee there's a gun store.
But it's still, a giant retailer that's seemingly supportive of
Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, Second
so
Amendment rights.
So they stopped selling handguns a long time ago.
So
that's...
So it's like, just the ammunition.
It's a non-issue.
Right.
And then the ammunition, hey, they're loss. You know what you get to do now as a Second Amendment lover? You get to support small business.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So you're going to help, you know, us, you know, I'm not going to say we're going to see a huge boost in numbers, but we do have a Walmart in Kirkwood, which is right next door. So now you got to come to us and buy your handgun ammunition, which is great.
Right.
Right now you're supporting a small business. You're helping us get a little bit more of the market share and gain. And then for you, now you're not talking to some 18, 19-year-old, 20-year-old that has no idea what you're talking about. What? A 41 what?
Yeah.
You mean 40 Smith & Wesson? No, I mean 41 Special.
Yeah.
Right?
No, that's
a revolver
a fact.
Cartridge.
Anybody that's... Well, yeah. Maybe you've had better experiences than I have. I've only a couple of times bought... ammunition from a Walmart.
Right.
But when I have...
It's brutal.
It's literally been, can you point to it?
Yeah. And...
Like, here's what I need.
You got to go find one of them.
Yeah.
Because it's behind a glass, case.
Right.
So then you got to go find one. Oh, well, they're in a meeting.
They usually let us in. You know? They usually let us behind the counter to point to it.
Yeah, that's
because
hilarious.
We're like, no, the white box. This
right.
one, no.
Yeah, there's
the
a ton of white
that,
boxes.
Over to the right,
it's
that
all
one,
Winchester.
Yeah.
And, no, I get it.
And then they're finally like, can you just come around here and point to it?
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean.
So they have no idea.
And,
you go into Southern Armory.
Yeah.
You can get questions answered and you can get information about the products
Absolutely.
That you're buying, the ammunition that you're buying.
And we're happy to special order ammunition. And sometimes we even carry some of the ammunition that you wouldn't find at other gun stores, like the Makarov and the 7.62x25, just some weird Russian stuff that you're not going to find at a Walmart.
Right.
But you will find it in Southern Armory.
Right.
And you're going to talk to somebody who knows about the difference between a soft point, a hollow point, you know, a wad cutter, you know, and just regular full metal jacket or a full metal jacket that has a complete copper coat around it. So you just, it's a different experience. And so you're going to get a better knowledge. What I have found between, and this is you're talking to a guy that, you know, used to buy ammunition at Walmart before he got into industry, the ammunition we carry is of much better quality overall.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are like, all ammunition is the same. It isn't, you know. The stuff that Walmart buys, they want it cheap, right, so they can beat prices. But when you do cheap ammo, you get cheap powder that's dirty, you get primers that don't always go off, and then... they're running these machines at such high speed that sometimes they nick cases, and then it doesn't want to feed into your gun.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that is the big dirty secret. And if you're in industry, you know this, that, you know, when you run a machine faster, you have to use harder primers because you don't want anything to go off.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the big difference.
I can't imagine that ammunition wasn't selling.
Well, so, I'm sure it was.
So
this is pure politics. And the open carry, where did that come from? I mean, let's be serious here. How many times have you been in a Schnucks and seen somebody open carrying?
Yeah. Yeah, Schnucks made that announcement this week, too.
And then you had Kroger, which we don't have Krogers around here, I don't think.
Not anymore.
Yeah, it's a southern thing. I always see them down south.
But yeah, Walmart, we ask you not to open carry.
Yeah, Schnucks got on board. Deerberg's got on board? Yeah, I think so. You know, I was like, what is going on? Like, what happened with open carry all of a sudden?
Yeah.
You know?
It just seems like an easy thing to say.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was, and I think it was all political.
Yeah, and it doesn't affect anybody.
No.
Because nobody does it.
No, you carry a gun in a pocket, you know? And I'm not going to say that people don't do it. I mean, I'm sure people do it, right?
But I have never seen it.
I have never seen it in a Schnucks.
I've never seen it in a Walmart.
Yeah. I can't say I have never seen it in a Walmart because I have probably seen it in a Walmart once or twice. But
I don't think I have.
When I say it's been like at a Walmart, I'm talking like it's Cuba.
right in the middle of nowhere.
You're not in a metro area, and it's probably just more accepted out there.
Right.
You know, personally.
Right.
So, I mean, I've definitely seen it. I've done a lot of traveling around, and I've definitely seen open carry in Walmart, but not on the scale they're making it seem to be. And it's always, like I said, it's like, I think Cuba, when we were out on my buddy's property out right. off O shooting, we had to run in to get ammo, and there was a dude there carrying a revolver, a handgun. And I'm like, okay, whatever. And I don't particularly care, so. But I think it was just an easy boogeyman to say, hey, look, we're helping. And I got that little meme of Ralph from The Simpsons, you know, says, I'm helping.
Yeah.
You know, we just throw Stooks' logo on there and Walmart's logo. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's weird. I out of nowhere, the open carry boogeyman came out, and I'm like, what is going on?
So we're looking at some stats about ARs and how that's, you know, it's ARs and high capacity magazines. Those are the key words that the Democrats are always going after.
Yes.
They want to get rid of the. Because ARs are military type weapons that are strictly made to kill a bunch of people, and that's why we've got to get these type of guns off the streets and make them illegal. And high capacity magazines just, you know, support that cause. But then you look at the real true numbers, and
they don't support it.
It's a fraction of a percent of shootings that are done by ARs. If you're just talking about shootings, it's handguns. And if you're just talking about deaths, there's more people killed with a hammer in the United States on a yearly basis than there are
rifles.
With AR, you know, the long rifles.
And the statistic is rifles. That is all type rifles.
So why is the focus? The reason I was reminded of this just now is when we were talking about open carry. So few people, especially in metro areas, open carry.
Yeah.
That it's like, non-issue. Say that, it's a non-issue. Why is it that ARs, maybe it's a little more of an issue than open carry, but it's the numbers say you're not really solving anything.
You're not changing anything. Mm-mm.
If you were somehow able, which you're not going to be, but if you were somehow able to take every AR long rifle off the streets, you're not... The numbers wouldn't change.
No.
So why is it that is the focus for the Democrats?
Because I guess it sounds good. It sounds scary.
Scary looking?
Yeah, they're throwing military-style rifle. And then, you know, we got high-capacity magazines. We can't have that. You know, they can shoot more. And it's just, it's funny to me because the number they're using is all deaths involving rifles. And that is bolt action, pump, lever, semi-auto, break action, right? And shotguns, too, are all lumped into long guns. There is no specific number that says AR-15, AK-47, AR-10, FAL, right? You know, I could keep going, right? But there is no, like, semi-automatic military-style rifle. And then that is homicides, which are criminal, and then that is justifiable shootings as well, and lumped into that number, including law enforcement and other stuff. So really, when you look at the 474, I didn't look at it before I came on. I didn't know we were going to get on the show. But it is versus 8,000 with handguns.
Yeah.
Now, the handgun thing is still the same thing, right? That's revolvers and semi-autos and, you know, derringers. Like, it's everything.
Sure.
But that is, you know, justifiable homicide and also law enforcement shootings. So, you know, it's a skewed number, but you're right. It's a fraction. It is absolutely a fraction. And then really when you look at it, ARs are not, you know, I mean, yeah, people are using them, but I tell you what, a lot more people are of that mindset of you want to defend your house, you get a 12-gauge, a double-up buckshot.
Right.
You talk to the old dude, and that's what he's going to tell you.
Right.
You talk to a dude like me, and you're going to be like, you want a 12-gauge, that's fine, but don't do double-up buckshot. You get a like a 4, 5, or 6, or look, here's a specialty round that we carry at Southern Armory, and it's called a flechette, and it doesn't like to go through more than 2 pieces of drywall, so your kid that's sleeping in the next room over, or your fish tank isn't going to get nuked,
right?
You know, by double-aught buckshot, which double-aught buckshot will go through a freaking refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, don't be throwing double-aught buckshot around. And I'm sure there's going to be people out there that are like, Aaron's out of his mind. No, No, Aaron's not. He's not crazy. The ammunition has gotten to the point where it's so advanced now that, yeah, you're right. You're going to spend maybe $2-3 on one shot shell. But I tell you what, the benefits of it are massive.
Yep. You know? All right, we got to take a break, but we've got more to go. So don't go anywhere. You are listening to Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM Talk. Psychic spies from China try to steal your mom's delicious. Welcome back to Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM Talk. Tony Colombo in studio with my partner Aaron Tarlow, the owner of Southern Armory. Also, producer Chad Ellis is here. And we have been catching up. Aaron's been out of the studio for the last few weeks, getting caught up on some of the big stories that have happened in here recently. Another story that I wanted to get your thoughts on was, I don't even know if you saw this, because you and I haven't even talked about this off the radio, I don't think, off the air. Last week, the city of San Francisco declared the NRA a domestic terrorist organization. Literally put them on the list of terrorist organizations.
Now, is that just a San Francisco list?
It's just a San Francisco list, but they have urged the federal government to follow suit.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, well, you know, I got my theory on that.
So, you know, we have our friend Alex Salzman at the Missouri Firearms Coalition, and there's other groups that do very good work in defending your Second Amendment rights. Why wouldn't the Missouri Firearms Coalition be declared a
domestic terrorist? It's local. Well, it's regional, maybe.
No, I know. I know. You know? But, I know, but
yeah,
I mean,
the Firearms Coalition, because, you know, they have different chapters, Missouri, Illinois, Iowa, et cetera.
Because
the NRA is big name recognition, and San Francisco is full of, I don't know if I can use that word on there, liberals, we'll call that. I was going to use a different term.
But, I understand. I know what you're going to say, but yeah, you're...
Well,
you're
probably had tart at the end of it. That's that. They needed another whipping boy, and NRA was it. They didn't do Gun Owners of America. They don't have the numbers. The NRA does. The NRA is an institution that's been around since, you know, several hundred years now, and really promoted marksmanship for the military and law enforcement and for the civilian world, too. This isn't a commercial for them, even though they should sponsor us because we rock. But that might be controversial. Mm-hmm. But, you know, yeah, I mean, they've been around for quite a while. And so everybody tends to know that name, NRA, National Rifle Association. Also, if you probably look at the demographics, it fits the particular demographics in which they're trying to say are the problem. I'm sure everybody out there has seen that meme that, you know, white men with guns are the real terrorist. I see that and I just get angry. I'm like, no, not even close, man. You know, you know, we're law-abiding gun owners, and generally when you see these mass shootings, just from what I've seen, there's a few common themes, like they're on the SSRI drugs, and then They're left-leaning, like a socialist or a Democrat or something like that.
Yeah.
And it's just
in a week that we saw the anniversary of 9/11, to just even talk about an organization like the National Rifle Association that is a, you know, an American organization.
Pure.
You know, to be lumped in the word terrorist is absolutely just a joke.
I was just shocked, and I was just like, then I saw where it came out of, and it's funny because we have a customer base in California, and so when they call, I'm always like, really, California? Like, and then, you know, you figure out who it is, and then you realize they're in Northern California. That is a totally different place.
Yeah, it is.
Then Southern.
Well, that's why they talk about wanting to split off.
Yeah,
people in Northern California.
It really
talks
is.
About it's, wanted to.
It's kind of.
But
like,
that's not where the people are. So yeah, they don't have the power. They don't have the power.
But yeah, Northern California. You talk to guys out there, and they're like, "Dude, I'm open carrying right now.
Right,
it ain't a big deal. I've got a CCW permit."
Right.
And it's like, you're in California. Like, what's going on?
Right.
And you know, but you still can't give them certain firearms. Still can't sell them high capacity magazines. But we are a dealer that will ship into California, and apparently that is super rare. A lot of dealers have just said, "I ain't gonna deal with it," because you do have to get it. You have to get a California state federal firearms license, and you have to notify them of shipment and get a transaction. And it is a pain. It does take longer to do it, but at the same time, I believe those folks out there have a right to have firearms and to get ammunition and accessories that they want. But you know, I was questioning when they call, like, "Are you gonna move?" You know, Missouri's accepting. You could move here. And they're like, oh, man, I love it here. And it's like, I get it.
Right.
Generally, they always fall back to the, I got my weed plant growing over here. And I've got my, I got my gun. I'm happy. And I'm like, don't let the federal,
like a, I mean, yeah.
Don't let the federal government know.
It does
know.
Seem to be a pretty great place to live, Northern California.
Yeah.
But yeah, you do have to deal with those.
The politics.
Yeah, you do have to deal with the politics that go along with that.
But it's funny because I had family in Volcano, which is a small little town, and it's great, man. I loved it. I would go out there and spend 2-3 weeks, and I loved it. I thought it was great. And then when I started really getting into guns and stuff and kind of realizing where I wanted to live, California came off the list pretty quick.
Yeah. So I want to get to, while we still have a little bit of time left, we haven't had a chance to do this in a long time, and some of these questions have been piling up. So
now,
people have been submitting questions. Yeah, at Tony Colombo 971 on Twitter. Of course, we always talk about the Second Amendment Radio and the Southern Armory Facebook page. Also, great places to submit questions and get them answered throughout the week. Got a question here for you, Aaron. What are the pros and cons of owning a revolver if you're getting a handgun?
Oh, well, I've got one in my pocket right now. So, pros and cons. All right, well, let's go with cons. They're hard to unload. They're hard to load.
Mm-hmm.
And you're talking to a guy that teaches people how to shoot.
I think some people that are getting into, like, if they're just getting into it for the first time, which we know a lot of people are.
Absolutely. We get a lot of first timers.
For the first time, you know, they would probably look at a revolver as, like,
simplistic.
They still make, isn't that, like, Old West? Like,
right.
I didn't think that was still a thing, but there are still some.
Yeah.
Some positives too.
Yeah, and so, you know, I got one in my pocket, and I carry a speed strip in my other one, but I'm dressed, you know, button down and nice slack, so it's kind of hard to put a Glock in my waistband today.
Looking sexy.
Hey, man, you know, somebody's got to do it. So, Chad, it's all right, buddy, you can laugh. It's true. We'll go out later. I'll get all the ladies. I'll throw you a piece. Revolver's great, but you got to have some special considerations with it. The trigger press is generally a lot longer, a lot heavier. The one that I have in my pocket is a Smith & Wesson Performance Center. It's a little bit higher-end gun. However, they already come with a trigger job and a bunch of stuff polished internally, and they look really good, too. And they're super easy to conceal. Mine's got a little special grip with like a clip on the side. And so sometimes, like, you know, Piper, she talks me into getting ice cream really late at night, which is probably horrible for my diet, but she does it anyway. And we'll go up to Walgreens, which also did the open carry thing, if I recollect correctly. And I'll throw that in my waistband, cover it with a shirt, and off I go. And I don't need a belt. That's the fun part. So I can just throw on like my basketball shorts and go. But difficult to load, difficult to unload. The sights are kind of weird. They're not like a traditional, like, you know, post and notch style sight. There's a trench in the back and then a front blade.
If somebody was buying that first handgun, would revolvers kind of be maybe the next step? Like, not.
It's a niche.
So don't start with that.
Well, maybe, you know. Yeah. It's a niche, like, you know, like I said, today how I'm dressed, the revolver is very appropriate. If I just want to run out and throw a gun in my pocket, you know, and run to the store real quick, and I don't want to carry a larger gun, pretty appropriate. If I was going to carry in certain places, you know, it might be pretty appropriate, you know, versus a bigger gun. Like crowds, you know, like people bumping into your sides and stuff. You know, at that point, you may want to carry in your appendix or carry in a pocket, because how many people are going to bump belly to belly with you? Probably not a lot.
Right.
So, and then depends on how you're gonna carry. That's the big thing and what the purpose is. So for me, sometimes the revolver, when I carry a revolver, I'm also carrying a bigger gun too. I carry the revolver appendix because it's a get off me gun.
Mm-hmm.
And on this is probably gonna sound bad, but it's just if you're that close to me and robbing me, I'm not gonna, like, you know, go to my side and, you know, do that 90-degree elbow. And for those of you who have no idea what I'm talking about, you need to come take one of our shooting classes, because we talk about this stuff, or get in our firearms training simulator, because you'll see what I'm talking about over and over again. We talk about it in our CCW classes. And anyway, with all that being said, you know, it's just a quick, you know, pull it up, and there's no, you know, elbow, 90-degree elbow break, which is one of the things you need to look for, because that's when somebody's going for the stuff in their waistband. Like, see, Tony, you're in your pocket right now, and your elbow is pretty straight.
Right.
Right? But when you're going for something higher on your waistband, you can see that you go to a 90-degree.
Yep.
And that's the tall tale sign that they're reaching. Maybe they're reaching for a cell phone, right? Like, I got a cell phone, but you can see it breaks at 90 degrees.
Right.
So now all of a sudden, you know, they're going for something in a pocket.
There.
yeah. or they're going for something off of like where their belt is.
Yeah, off their waist.
And with that being said, you know, you start seeing that, you know, a couple dudes walking up to you and you see that break, man, I'd be ready for a gun to come out on
right.
you.
Right.
So, you know, if they're that close to you, you can, you sound bad, you can drive that revolver, you know, kind of into them and make contact with them, yeah. right? A semi-auto would knock that out of battery and you can press five times.
Mm-hmm.
And then at that point, I would take that gun and I would drop it on the ground and I would pull out my big gun because at that point, the other dudes are going to be running away.
Yeah.
And if they still want a Tango, then, you know, you've got your Glock, you know, 19 or Glock 17 or your 1911 or whatever you want to carry
right.
that you can take further shots with and everything else. So it's kind of like layers of defense. I think we've
yeah.
probably talked about like home security.
Yeah.
You have a big dog. You know, have thorny bushes,
yep.
have an alarm system.
And it all comes down to, we've talked about it many, many times, what are you comfortable with?
Yeah.
What are you
and a revolver's, most
capable
revolver's
of?
Definitely a skill.
Yeah.
You know, so, it's something that...
And you learn what you're most comfortable with by going to Southern Armory.
Yep.
And talking to Aaron.
Put them in your hands.
Taking these classes. Yeah.
Yep. And,
touching the
and
gun. Yeah,
it's
learning
been,
how they shoot.
It's been something we've talked about, just doing a straight-up revolver class. Where we just take people out with revolvers and teach them some tricks. So, it, yeah, but it's I like revolvers. I became a revolver guy. I was a semi-auto guy at first, and then mm-hmm. I became a revolver guy.
Another question. Can you leave your gun in your car or your home when you are not there? And if so, are there any requirements of how it must be stored?
Well, we've talked about the car thing before.
I would imagine this is more of a car question than a home question.
Yeah, than a home question. You know, home, you definitely should lock them up because, you know, people break into houses.
But can I leave it in my car when I'm not in it?
So, yeah, you can. I would come get a vehicle, say, from Southern Armory. They're around $40. And they're good for more than just guns. You can put your wallet in there and, you
yeah.
know, cash or ammunition, flashlights, knives, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can, but you need to make sure it's secure. And, you know, the plastic glove box, like I got a Jeep, right? And I know Glover's got one too, and I'm sure he would tell you too, and like that. And he rides around with like soft top and doors off, like, which the right. man's insane. So, you know, that center console is plastic and the glove box is plastic and they lock, but, you know, I mean, a pry bar, you can get into them. So having a good metal vehicle safe is a great idea. If you travel on the airlines, they doubles as a TSA approved case.
Oh, that's
for firearms. So you're kind of two stones, or
two birds, one stone.
Yep. Yeah, I'm tired.
No, you're good.
And then, you know, the house too. You get a frame, you can mount it in a closet
right.
and then it slides in and out. So really can go everywhere with you. Illinois does have a requirement if you get out of your vehicle that it has to be secured, right? And there are some legal repercussions, but I'd imagine this person is probably in Missouri.
Yep. And if you have more questions, don't forget you can always submit them on the Southern Armory or the Second Amendment Radio Facebook page, and we'll try to answer them here on the
Absolutely.
Air. But Aaron always answers them right there on Facebook. We got to go. But don't forget to download the podcast off the radio.com app if you missed anything or you want to hear us again, or follow us on Facebook. And we'll see you back here next Saturday for another edition of Second Amendment Radio on 97.1 FM Talk.
Bam. Another one in the box.
Mm-hmm.